The University of Illinois' Urbana campus announced yesterday it will guarantee any in-state student from a household at or below the state median income of $61,000 per year will have tuition and fees covered by a combination of university, state, and federal financial aid. That doesn't include room and board or books, but the university says students can apply additional merit and third-party scholarships to those expenses. I spoke with Kevin Pitts, the U of I's vice provost for undergraduate education. He says the promise of free tuition and fees is just one aspect of the new Illinois Commitment Program.
But the other piece of it is to help simplify the concept of financial aid for students, especially students who might not realize how much financial aid is available to them. If you think about how the current system works, a student goes to our website and it tells that student that the total cost to attend the University of Illinois for 1 year is anywhere from $31,000 to $36,000. And the reason for that range is because our different programs charge different tuition rates. But then of course, we tell the student that financial aid is available, but a lower or moderate income student, especially a first generation student, might not appreciate what significant financial aid means. And so they have to file an application, of course. They have to file the student aid form, and then they have to wait several months to see if they receive an offer of admission from us. And then they have to see what their financial aid award amount is. And so all of this, we're concerned, is potentially turning students away from even going through the process and applying. So we're hopeful that if we can make this an easy concept up front, and that is if your family income is below the $61,000 mark, then tuition and fees are covered for 4 years, at least. And I say at least because many students qualify for even additional aid that will help pay for room and board and books and other educational costs.
How does this program then combine with, you know, existing state and federal aid, such as Pell Grants, MAP Grants, et cetera?
So the way this works is when we say the Illinois commitment is to cover tuition and fees, the way that works is the Pell Grant and the MAP Grant plus institutional aid, that is money from the university, are the things that combine to cover the cost of tuition and student fees. Then if a student earns any additional scholarship money, it could be a merit scholarship award from our own university. It could be from a third party. Students oftentimes are winning scholarships from service organizations and things like that. That money is available to the student on top of the tuition and fee coverage that we're promising as part of Illinois Commitment.
As mentioned, this would apply to students coming from households at or below the state median income of $61,000. Will that number change over time as the median income changes over time?
We don't anticipate that happening. We chose that. We thought that was a good benchmark to begin with, but we're definitely not going to index it year by year to the median income. Over time, we might revisit this, but I think in the near term, we expect it to stay at $61,000.
The total cost for this, I believe, is estimated at $4 million per class per year. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
So it's $4 million for freshmen, and then the second year, it's freshmen plus sophomores. It's 4 plus 4. And so once the program is fully enacted, it will be $16 million above where we're at now in terms of student aid.
Have you established any goals on what you want to see, how you want this program to impact the in-state enrollment here at the U of I?
We've not established any hard goals for the following reason. We don't know exactly how this program's going to play out in terms of applications and opportunities for students. We know a lot about students who apply. We even know something about students who receive an offer of admission and decline that offer. We do surveys of students, ask them where did they choose to go to school, why did they decline their offer of admission. But what we don't know much about, Brian, is students who never chose to apply, because it's kind of everybody else in the state, if you will. And so how many new applications will this program generate is something that's a bit of a mystery to us.
That's Kevin Pitts, Vice Provost for Undergraduate Education at the University of Illinois' Urbana campus, discussing the Illinois Commitment Program, which goes into effect for incoming freshmen in the fall of 2019.